Gustavo Paredes was helping his wife clean when he and his 27-year-old son Caesar were taken away from their homes. Today, the Paredes family called on immigration officials to let them go. Victor Figueroa has more on the story.
Cesar Paredes had been living quietly in the United States for almost a decade. But 3 weeks ago, immigration officials detained the family man, leaving his wife and three children to fend for themselves. The family's immigration attorney, Jessica Dominguez, says the government shouldn't be focusing on detaining people like Cesar and his father, Gustavo.
They both do not represent any high-risk priority to the government at this point, based on the fact that they have community ties. In this case, both of them have not only legal permanent resident relatives, but in the case of Mr. Cesar Paredes, he also has three United States citizen children, and he does have relief in court.
Dominguez also says that the family's demand this year wasn't respected when officials entered their home. While President Obama's plane was touching down in Los Angeles today, Antonio Bernabe, a member of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, or CHIRLA, called for the administration to do something to address the problem of immigrant detentions.
The immigrant community is paying the price for the broken promises of President Obama. One more time, we got another year with record number of deportations. More than 1,000 people deported a day. That means hundreds of families being separated every single day.
To Caesar's 6-year-old daughter, Nayari, the situation is clearly taking an emotional toll. She pleaded to Obama to bring her father home.
I miss my dad. I want my dad back. Please, Mama, I love my dad.
63-year-old Gustavo Paredes has a court date set for October 15th, and the family is trying to have him released on bond before his appearance. But Caesar will have to stay in detention. Officials say he was sent an order for deportation, but the Paredes family say they never received it. Victor Figueroa, Annenberg Radio News.